Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we're back on the air. Welcome back to another episode of Carefully Reckless. I got my twin back. Say hey, Prince.
What's up?
Now listen, we played a lot and we had a lot of random shit that we talked about. I'm going to be honest. We just ain't know what the fuck to talk about last week. And yeah, you know, y'all been with me up until this point. So sometimes y'all can take a little fumble episode. Ain't nothing. But we are very serious this week. I want to touch on something that I feel like I can't touch on alone. You know what I'm saying? I can't touch on it by myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I am not in the community, and then I have been canceled by the community. And listen, I know what y'all thinking. She keep on talking about gays. That's why I went like a nail. But like, no, I'm going to really get into something that I really have a problem with.
Serious, you know what I mean? Conversation.
Not against y'all. I stand with y'all on this. So, and I want to bring my brother in because he is gay. It just seems crazy to say like that. Because he is gay. All right, let me just say it better. Because he's gay.
That's better. I like that.
Okay, he's gay. So, yeah. Gay. It's like, nah, play.
Yeah, yo, we just told him we was going to be serious.
I know we are serious.
We just told you
we're going to be serious. Okay. So, this was a part of a conversation that we were having, Prince and I. It's harder for gay males than it is for gay women. And I do sincerely agree with that. I've always felt that way anyway, that it's easier for a woman to be accepted, you know, when she's gay versus a man. You know, that hits from different aspects. It could be your family. It can be, you know, friends. It can be, you know, church family. It can be your platform if you have one. You know, if you don't, it can be your neighborhood, whoever. How would you translate it? What would you add to it, Prince?
I mean, I stand with you. You know how you said it. Women can, in fact, choose when, whereas though men can't. You know, it's like once you cross that line and that boundary, you just gay.
Mm.
That's it. Like there is no, oh, no, I was just doing this shit for fun. Or I was just doing this shit because I was mad at my bitch. Like what? You let a nigga suck your dick because you was mad at your bitch? Like this is something you've thought about.
Yeah,
you know, this has been something that's in your mind. Like,
right?
I just need one more little thing that's gonna send me over the edge. That's gonna make me go see what this nigga throat about. Like, hold up, what?
You know what? That's crazy as a motherfucker. Because I get it, because a woman can do that. Like,
yeah, a woman can be like, I'm gonna let this bitch eat my pussy. Ooh, it's okay. And then, men is gonna like to see that.
Yeah.
Ain't no woman excited to see two men fuck.
Yeah. Or there are some. I mean, but I know it's very rare.
The ratio is different. It's more men that enjoy watching two women than there would be women watching two men.
For sure. Because listen, I can even put myself in it. Like, you know, I don't want to see two men. This is going left. Serious, guys. No, at a young age, and I've touched on this during the Carefully Reckless episode before. I messed with a female, you know what I mean, when I was like 21, you know, this is right after I had Ash, and I just had enough of his dad, and I had enough of niggas, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna see what's up. And I was always attracted to this girl. She looked just like young Lil Wayne, so I was like, shit. But I've only ever been attracted to that one woman in my whole life, and I tried it, and we had sex and shit, and then after that, I felt like, I didn't know what I was doing. That was kind of weird. I didn't know what to do. I felt like we was going to be like thrusting our like navels together. It was just like.
Not the scissor move.
It was the scissor. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, bam, pow. You know what I mean? And I just realized I just couldn't do it. Then I was scared of the dildo. I was so scared of it because it was like, I hate pap smears. I hate anything going up there. That's why I don't like for a nigga to finger me. Like, yeah, let me play with your pussy. With your tongue. Like, I don't want you to be up there with your two fingers. Just imagine your two fingers just going up there. And she's like, did you find it? Like, what the fuck you looking for?
I said, this is not enjoyable to
You know
me.
What I'm saying? It feels like I'm at the doctor's, you know? So only thing that I will allow inside of me, you know, is a penis. That's just what it is.
Right,
But I was still so fucking attracted to her. And, you know, to this day, like I said, it's never been anybody else. So that made me question, like, damn, maybe I wasn't gay. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe that was just a phase. Or maybe I was just so curious where I thought that, you know, see, because you never, like, really know.
Yeah, that's, see, that then that goes into, like, the different acronyms. Like, based off what you had described, it would be, like, an asexual. Y'all ain't having sex, but you attracted to their personality.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I think that will fall under that acronym of asexual, whatever you want to say,
whether it's a man or a woman.
Yeah
okay,
it's like you're not having sex, you're just attracted to you know, personalities, or however that go, or whichever one of the acronyms you know that people have to make them feel comfortable with who they are.
And then back to what we were saying to complete the thought, look, after I had sex with her, I went to sleep, woke up, and then I was straight. I really, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, no.
Hold up.
Huh? That's
had sex with her, went to sleep, woke up. Nope. Back to dick.
That's it. You like, know what? I'm saying? Yeah. And then I never wanted it after that. So in my mind, and to me, I'm not gay.
Right.
You know what I mean? And do I say I was gay, or did I try it? You know what I'm saying? If you try it once, does that make you gay forever?
As a male, yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. For a woman, it's like,
you can't explain a story like that. Yeah. As a man to a woman, and they be like, you know, I was growing up, man, and my baby mother got on my fucking nerves, and man, my homeboy down the street looked like fucking Drake, you know, and I was like, you know, young Drake, you know, Degrassi Drake, like, you know, and you know what I mean, we just sucked each other dick, but I went to sleep and woke up and was like, this ain't it, back to eating pussy, like,
you know,
it's just not like that. Niggas gonna look at him and straight up be like,
you gay.
That's it. Whereas the women gonna be like, all right, bitch, fuck it, let's go, let's party.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, what? Not let's party. And everything okay. And niggas gonna be intrigued like that. A nigga gonna walk up to you and tell a nigga story. He gonna be like, oh, I don't hear what you're saying, but I mean, you wouldn't try it again. What if it was a nigga in the mix and it was two of y'all? Like, he gonna try to finesse some shit because niggas like to see two bitches together.
Right.
You know what I mean? The average nigga. There is some niggas, because I have a homeboy who doesn't like that woman-on-woman action. And he gets very defensive when his wife, like, will dance with a girl in the club. He don't play that shit.
Yeah, there are some men that that's not... Every like man does not think, you know, that shit is sexy.
Yeah, he don't play that shit. He don't like that shit, and he stands on that.
Yeah.
That's why I know that shit is not just to act. Like, he stands on it. He don't like that shit. Like, so, but the average man is going to enjoy shit like that.
Yeah, I mean? Yeah.
It's just... That's just what it is, you know, but nah, as a man, nah.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Let me ask you this. Even outside of, you know, like, being accepted by people, how else do you feel like it affects, like, your everyday living? Like when you go out into the world, like, even in industry, or if you, like, or if you try to get a job, do you feel like it affects gay males, their sexuality when trying to do anything in life, you know what I mean, as versus a woman?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How?
And see, this is... it's a double standard when it comes to rich gay male and regular gay male.
Okay.
There's a double standard. Rich gay male can do whatever he want. He can say whatever he want. He can act as gay as he want. He can do whatever he want and doesn't have to give a fuck about people because he's in a position to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be a fan base that surrounds him because he's being... thinking outside of the box. He's doing things above and beyond. He's representing for the community, per se. Whereas though, someone from your average neighborhood has to be mindful. You know, they have to only act based upon what's appropriate to the limit of their neighborhood or what their neighborhood will allow because they grew up there.
Yeah.
You know, the shit that Lil Nas X is doing,
mm-hmm.
there's no way the average male can do that in his neighborhood. You just can't. You know, you can't. You ain't walking around ass naked or making no, even if you are like a local gay rapper, you ain't making no ass naked music video and the numbers going off the chain. You know what I mean? Like that's not gonna happen. Like,
so it's only, you feel like, if it's only if you're rich with a platform or if you just have a platform.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because like a lot of people look up to Lil Nas X and Saucy Santana and you know, like a Bobby Lights, and you know, they look up to them because that's who a lot of people wish that they can be, just like that.
You know how many gay niggas in the hood want to do the shit that Santana do?
Yeah.
Like, they want to go to the straight clubs and twerk.
Yeah.
But they better the fuck not.
Yeah.
You know, like,
their bodies done.
Yeah, they want to get BBLs. They better the fuck not. Like, you just can't. You know, they want to wear long hair with full beards. They better the fuck not. Like,
I think he better the fuck not. I keep telling him that ain't cute. Shit, Carisha done told him 80 times. But I love me some Santana. But go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, you can't do that in the hood. They can do that. Their platforms are larger. They have people behind them that's bigger than them that's supporting and pushing them. You know, it's different shit. It's different. It's a double standard. Like, you can't do that shit in your hood. You know, it's like, you just can't. Like, Lil Nas X, I think some of the shit that he's doing is because of his platform. If Old Town Road didn't blow up the way that it blew up, I don't think that he never would have came out and said he was gay. I don't think he would have never not even get into where he is. I don't think that he would have never came out and said, hey, y'all, I am identifying as gay. Mm-hmm. Or however he worded it, because I don't want to, you know, that's not verbatim. But in a sense, he basically said, hey, y'all, I'm gay.
Right.
And it was like.
And now he's extremely comfortable with it.
Yeah, and it was like, damn, this song is rocking. Like, you got the whole, everybody.
Right.
Everybody singing Old Town Road. Like, I mean, everybody. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, you know, the numbers, what it was. He made some money. He did what he did. Boom, mm-hmm. boom. And I was like, boom, this is who I am.
Right.
This is what I represent. You think these niggas stop listening to Old Town Road because now this man's gay? Absolutely not. You know, but then there's some people that be like, man, I ain't listening to that because he is gay, this and that third. But it's more because he has a platform and he has the money and because, you know, everybody wants, you know, whatever their reasoning is, it was acceptable because of where he was.
Okay.
He couldn't have done that on a regular scale. Like, you can't just, they were crucified.
Performance-wise, like, it's like speaking on his BET performance where he kissed the guy, tongued him down.
It's niggas that's been gay in their neighborhood for years, and the neighborhood knows, and they dare not kiss a nigga in the neighborhood. Like, kiss a nigga in public, period. Like, you just not doing that.
Right.
You just not doing that. But he can do it. Like, who gonna check him? Think about it. Like, honestly, who gonna check him?
Has it ever affected you in a sense where you felt like you couldn't do something or you got a harder time because I know I've been there since you came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I've seen, and even things that I don't see, I haven't seen much change for you, but you never, I didn't know that when I met you. You know what I mean?
Right.
That you were gay. Like, I just didn't. I'm like, oh, this is a very fashion forward nigga. He fine, you know what I mean? Like, he can dance. It never crossed my mind that you were gay until you told me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, shit. Cool. I mean, I ain't want you or nothing.
I was like, shit.
But you know what I'm saying? I ain't want you or nothing. I'm like, okay. What changed once you came out?
A lot. You know, a lot. A lot of things changed, but a lot of things, because I'm an image person, I shielded and I masked it away from, you know, the world. Like,
yeah,
I lost a bunch of clients behind it. You know,
he is a barber.
Yeah, you know, I lost a bunch of clients, man. You know, I got a bunch of hate emails. You know, like,
you never told me that you lost clients. I know you did get a bunch of hate messages and shit, but I never knew you lost clients behind that shit.
Yeah, I lost a lot of clients. But it wasn't nothing that, you know, it didn't. It just was like, for me, it was more of like a freedom of a mind thing. Like, it's whatever now, you know, like, it's going to be how much worse can it get?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, now, it's no more speculation. I said it, boing, like, you know what I mean? Like,
don't ever boing, like,
boing.
That
definitely was like the wrong sound effect to use.
That's giving penis. That's giving dick. Boing, like, come on. I told you, you gay, yo. Say,
you can say gay.
And
say
this
now.
Is my brother, and we play like this.
All
so
day,
fuck
all
y'all.
Day, all day,
but go
for
ahead,
sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I lost a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And still lose a lot, you know. And I think that a lot of things that I put together, mainly in my city, you know, a lot of things that I may try to put together, orchestrate, I think that people don't actually fuck with me because of the fact.
Because of your sexuality.
You know, and it's just like, damn, like, if I never said nothing, niggas wouldn't have known. But I never felt like I had to tell anybody because it's like, yo, if I'm not interested in you,
it don't fucking matter. You my homeboy, you gonna be my homeboy.
Yeah,
I can be
that's it.
I can be gay with straight homeboys. And listen, that's another thing about you I noticed in knowing you for years. You don't hang with gay people, gay men, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely not.
You don't. And why?
Well, and they're gonna hate me for saying this, but I mean, it is what it is, you know. I don't like the stigma or the perception of groups of gay people hanging together.
Okay.
You know, and let me explain. Generally, when you hear gay, you know, faggy or whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What's generally associated with them is thieves.
Absolutely.
They steal, they do fraud, they do this, they do that.
Right.
Like, it's never, oh, he has a business or, oh, he has, he does real estate, or
right,
he's a doctor, or it's always the negative about groups of gay people that hang together.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, yeah. Oh, he's selling ass, or he's selling dick, or mm-hmm. he don't, like, nah. So I don't want to be a part of that. Like, I'm a community supporter, but I'm not a community member. The things that go on in the community, okay. I don't partake in those things.
Okay.
I got a real life.
No, you know, I feel you.
Real shit going on, and I don't have time for those general characteristics of that group of people to mm-hmm. be associated with me, because I don't move like that.
Right.
You know, and there's nothing against how you get your money. Get your money how the fuck you get your money. Don't, I don't want you to be like, oh, he's stereotyping us and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Well, he think he an uppity gay nigga. Nah. I got common fucking sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is, you know. And like, you know, mm-hmm. get your money though. However you get it, what works for you, mm-hmm. works for you.
Hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen. Now, do you know any successful gays?
Absolutely. You know,
yeah, who?
Louis Vuitton.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. You know,
all of these designers that we wear.
Gianni Versace.
When the niggas in the hood got problem with gay niggas, but they wear them around their ass. But they not ready for conversations like that.
All these high-end,
you know,
luxury brands,
okay.
that
yeah.
you spend your last yeah. on to keep up and shit, because you a real nigga. And you,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, you got, you know, it's just, and I be like, damn, you don't like gay niggas, but you wearing all this designer shit. These mm-hmm. niggas were for sure gay.
Mm-hmm.
And was out about it. Like, yes,
no, for sure.
I'm out here sucking dick. Mm-hmm. That's just mm-hmm. what it is. And y'all gonna wear my shit. And yeah. y'all gonna pay top dollar for it.
Wow.
But you won't even endorse a nigga.
And, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you won't even endorse a nigga in your neighborhood who maybe don't even like you, but you just got a problem because you worried
just
about what your
gay.
Other straight homeboy is gonna say, and you don't yeah. wanna be friends with him because
yeah.
he gay.
Why do you feel like straight men have such a problem or such a negative guard up when, you know, it comes to even being around gays or being friends, not being around, but being friends, actually having gay homeboys. If you're straight, it's like a rule. You can't have a gay homeboy or some shit like that. Why don't they hang together? Why do you feel?
It's simple, twin. Like, it's real simple. The problem is that gay people have their own narrative
uh-huh.
on the friendship between them and a heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And in a gay person's mind, that if, you know, the average gay person, if a straight guy is treating them like the homie, or just, you know, like being nice to them, or, you know, looking past the fact that, you know what I mean, that they gay or whatever, they automatically assume that now the heterosexual male
mm-hmm.
is flirting with them, you know? And now it's like they doing the most.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, want to
right.
be seen, keep just doing this, doing that. And the whole mm-hmm. time, the straight nigga is just comfortable enough with his sexuality to be able to be friends with you or communicate with you, but you fuck it up by making it seem like something is what in
yeah,
fact isn't.
Yeah.
And now you trying to explain to the hood that you ain't fucking this nigga, but he giving off the signs like a bitch that
yeah.
you really is fucking him.
Yeah.
And there's one thing that is hard for a straight nigga to get off of his name is that he's gay.
Yeah.
Once a gay person say that's like, they act like all the shit that gay people do, or people in general do, they act like straight gay people tell the truth when it comes to straight people.
Yo, you had, like, it's people that has died behind that shit, like all that type of shit, right? Like, don't
Absolutely.
people get killed.
Absolutely.
Like, putting that type of rumor
Absolutely,
on. But a lot of the times the shit be true.
And it do be true.
You know what I'm saying?
Not all the time.
But
then it's also a variation that it's not. You know, the people
yeah.
they're honestly, everybody that I hang around.
Straight.
Up and down, straight.
And they don't have a problem with being around you,
Absolutely
but you're
not. Absolutely not, man. It's like I move carefully and respectably upon
mm-hmm.
the people that I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's not that I'm hiding who I am. It's just certain things aren't permissible in certain atmospheres.
Yeah.
Certain people can't go certain places. I'm not going to invite my straight friends to a gay event, which I really don't go to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not going to invite my straight friends to a gay event. I'm not going to invite my gay friends to a straight event.
Why?
I don't have no gay friends.
I was going to say, yeah.
You know, I don't have
any,
but I'm saying if I did, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because that's just like, you know, you got to learn how to entertain people appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have friends, you know, just off subject, real quick, you have friends
yeah.
that when you hang with them friends, you don't hang with other friends.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they just don't mix.
Right.
You don't put oil and water together and then get an attitude because it's not working the way you want it to work.
No, I got you.
You know, and that's just how my mindset. Mm-hmm. But even heterosexual or homosexuality, whatever, I don't believe in public affection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, it doesn't matter. You know, when I, you know, was dealing with females, you know, it's like I don't got to do all this outside. We spend time together in behind closed doors. I just think that it's unacceptable.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to do the most, you know, out in public. I'm just not, you know.
To nobody.
Absolutely. Right. To not. What if you're doing something out in public and it's a kid around watching? You don't even know this kid is watching you. And now his parents have to explain to him the birds and the bees, or the bees and the bees and the birds and the birds, or whatever the case may be. And they not even old enough to have this conversation yet. Like, you just got to be conscious of what's around you at all times, right? You know,
and do you think that is why they are trying to interject gay in everything now?
I think that is the stupidest shit in the world.
Okay, one time for the people in the back.
I think that is the stupidest shit in the world.
Okay, yeah.
You are teaching these kids that, and I don't want to say that it's okay to be gay, because so many people have, that's like a politic response.
It's very political.
Like, it's, you know, it's like, oh, it is okay to begin. And somebody's like, it's not okay. Like, I don't want to get into all that. But I think you're forcing the kids to learn something that wasn't taught to us.
Instead of just leaving them opening to finding out, you know, later on or whatever. And I just got into a debate
about this with somebody in the barbershop. About it. It was like, you know, I feel like the TV and this generation is forcing the kids to be, you know, interested in this, because if they don't know about it, then what's going to make them curious about it? And I get it, you know, I get it. But my rebuttal to her was, you know, well, also, I feel like it's not even just TV. I feel like it's social media. She's like, well, what you mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, does your kid have Fortnite and all this? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, you're not listening to what these people saying on Fortnite all the time?
Oh, my God.
You're not listening. You don't. It's no age barrier on what the fuck, you know.
Grown men online.
Listen.
Fortnite. And, grown women.
And that's some dangerous shit. You know, it'd just be so much shit going on. And nowadays, these kids have, because of social media and other things related to it, these kids have an option to have a personality. We didn't have no fucking personality as kids. So if you got a personality, now you become curious.
Right.
You know, we didn't do shit because our parents told us not to do that. Don't fuck with the same sex, because that's wrong.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, if it was done, it was sneakily done. You know what I mean? It wasn't. Niggas ain't even want to know if you was fucking with a nigga.
Right.
Like, you better not say that. And if your mother knew, she would tell you, you better not say that shit out loud. And you better not embarrass me around the family and let them find out. So whatever you going to do, you do it in private.
And you see how everything has evolved from that. Like, everything
has
evolved.
Everything inside out.
Like Batman and Robin. They just made Robin gay. Robin is bisexual.
Why?
What the fuck is saving
the world has to do with sex?
Has to do with why does he? And this is the thing. Growing as a kid and you watch this shit, you're not worrying about who Robin fucking.
Really,
you're worrying about who he's saving. We don't even see Robin enough for him to know he gay.
Like,
fuck did he tell us this?
So what is he like, kissing a boy in a movie or something? Like, what the fuck? Like,
he's bi. They don't have him as gay, but they have him as bisexual. You was ready to get up and hit something? He mad as a motherfucker about Robin.
Because I don't like it. It's like, I just don't like that, man. It's like a brainwash mechanism. Like, these things are an option. Like, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be, you know, but these things are an option. And then it's like, here are some more options if you don't want to be straightforward and just say you gay. Now we have all these acronyms and half of the fucking alphabet, like, you know, weird shit, like just to make somebody feel like that it's okay for what they're doing. If you gay, you gay.
Yeah.
Period.
Period.
You straight, you straight. Period. You know what I mean? If you mix with, you know, both sex, cross contamination, period. Like, that's what the fuck it is. Like, it's
cross contamination.
It's no ups and it's no downs. And I know, you know, the community is going to hate me for that, but it's just.
You know what? Yeah. Matter of fact, I think they're going to hate me too. So, no, I take back that second cross contamination. You can do what you want. If you like pussy on Wednesday, you like dick on Thursday, do that.
That's the nastiest shit in the world, though. I just think that is nasty. Like, you can't dip and dab. Like,
like that.
That is crazy, man. Like, you gotta choose.
I'm really feeling the cross contamination. I love that.
You gotta choose, man. Okay. Like, that's just, I think it's not fair to heterosexual relationships, and it's not fair to homosexual relationships, because if you dibbing and dabbing, I guarantee you your partners don't know. You know, and that's where I get the cross contamination from. There's no way you're gonna stick your dick in a man's ass and then later that night or tomorrow,
you're
gonna fuck your wife with the same dick in her. Like, nah,
Shout out to the movie Cover. Oh, did you see
so
that?
You got something in your eye? You want me blow it?
Yo,
I wish the fuck
yo,
a nigga would
check
ask
that
me
out.
That,
that
shit
is a good
in
gay
the motherfucking movie.
Movie.
Not good game. Hey, yo, hold up.
Sorry, yo.
It means so much emphasis. Good
I know, that
gay
was such
movie.
A good gay
hold
movie.
Hold up, yo.
Yo, that's
Yo said you got something in your eye. You want me to blow it? First of all, sir, like, we are in the bathroom. If you don't back the fuck up out my face,
close
right?
You see something in my eye. Yo said, I think you got something in your eye.
You want me to blow it? Like that was like the pickup line to have like gay sex with a male while they were in restaurants with their wives, man. And this is shit that goes on
in real life
today.
Huh?
I know multiple situations where niggas had lived with
bitches.
Well,
we have a lot of time.
Niggas live with bitches and will sneak out the house to do shit with a nigga.
Yeah.
I think that is the most disgusting shit in
and
the world.
And you are in fact right. That is disgusting, you know, especially because you're not giving your mate a choice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're not
being transparent.
Right. And I'm telling you, there are women that are okay with men being bisexual, just like there are men okay with some women being bisexual. But when you sneaking around, like the scene on Cover, because Leon played the master gay. He was like the top master gay. He was the one like shit.
He was the
Leon
recruiter.
So damn sexy and smooth in that month in every movie.
Yeah, I forgot Leon was in that month.
Yes, he was the shit and he ain't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But he loved his wife, but he still loved men, you know, and she was like so stressed out. It's not even about him cheating. It's like, yo, if it was a woman, I can compete with a woman. I can't compete with a man. Like, you don't want, I can't.
It's deep, man.
Compete.
That shit is deep.
You know what I mean?
That shit is
so
deep.
She felt like, yo, like, damn, like, I'm useless to this man because I'm not really what he wants. You know what I'm saying?
She probably feeling like I'm just an arm piece.
Yeah, you know, so that really broke her heart.
Really, like the movie, Cover. I'm just a cover.
Yeah, there you go. Hold up. I see what you did there. Yeah. Cover. All right. Well, then, that's exactly like, how she felt.
And it's a lot. It's a lot of people who live like that. You know, they have four families, four wives, but their side piece is a nigga, you know, or a male. I don't want to just keep saying nigga. You say nigga, you think, you know, just black, but it's a male, you know?
Yeah.
And I do think that is disgusting, though, you know?
Yeah.
But it is harder for broke gay niggas than it is for rich gay niggas.
Man, I do understand, and I believe it's hard for men, period, as opposed to women.
Yeah, just, you know what I mean. That's what the fuck it is. You know, it's a double standard.
That
know?
Is literally the what we wanted to address. Like, I really wanted to have you on here to talk about that shit because, like I said, if I would have tried to do this episode,
they would have canceled
this topic
you.
By myself. Oh no!
I'm like, this bitch is off her.
You
fucking...
know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have a right.
Cancel her like the baby.
Yes,
just cancel her.
You don't have a right. To say, you know what I'm saying? But I see that and I know it. Like I have, you know, family members who I've seen and a lot of my church family, you know, they're not biologically related to me, but a lot of my church family, you know, I have a lot of, you know, gay cousins who grew up in church and shit. And I watched people like disown them, you know, their dads and even don't come back to this church like crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know a couple people that got kicked out of their house. You know, after, you know, moving in secret for so long and then being asked, like, you know, what is the truth? Tell me the truth. And then you tell the truth and they still cut them the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, they just cut them the fuck off. Shit is, you know, it's rough. It's rough. The community will say you wrong for hiding what you're doing behind closed doors. But then when you come out of these closed doors, now you wrong for being it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, damn if I do, damn if I don't.
And then if I try to act like I like women, I'm still going to be looked down on. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? So it's like, it's no.
Because now you faking.
Yeah.
You know, you pretending or you wasting, you taking pussy out here that's for the straight nigga. Like, it's just so much shit that you get scrutinized about. And it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. You just never right. You know, you just never right.
As far as the like pansexuals, asexuals, intersex, like all those. Different, you know, groups or, you know, committees. How would you say colonies or something? I'm not sure.
It's just they're all subtopics, again, to make people feel okay with what they're doing, except for intersex. Mm-hmm. Intersex isn't more so a...
Sexuality.
Yeah, it's not a sexuality. That's something that you're born with. It's basically a hermaphrodite. It's when you're born with both.
Oh, hermaphrodite. Yeah, okay. It's that.
So it's like, you know, it's when you're born with both. So that's something that you can't control.
Yeah.
You know, you can't control it. So it's like that's damn, like,
so you gotta pick and choose which one, or not even pick and choose, like whatever you feel you are.
If you don't have it surgically fixed, you know, you gotta choose.
Oh, so you can get that surgically fixed.
You can, but damn. Some intersects are born with breasts and then some aren't. So I guess you can choose, like, you know, even if you are born with breasts, but you wanna be, you know, identify as a male, then, you know, you do what you gotta do. But the other things are just topics to make people feel better about themselves, make them feel okay with what they're doing, or to make it seem less gay.
Yeah.
But as a male, once you cross that line, that's it. No matter what the fuck you is, you can't be like, oh, I'm just gay today, but tomorrow I'm straight. Like, bitch.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. It's done. You gay forever.
I feel you because a lot of people feel like, you know, like I'm attracted to, like, for instance, I think Willow Smith is something where she doesn't see man or female, she just sees love. So it's like, then you bi, like you like both, but she's like, no, I'm not bisexual. What the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
It's just like people, it's just like, it's just an acceptance thing of a mind. It's like, that's a mental thing.
Like, I'm free. Like yeah, okay, like, well, you're know, goddamn hippie. That's cool. But
yeah,
it's, you know, why is it so, like, why so is difficult. It so defined? It's like, so yeah, difficult. Why is it? Yeah, like how do you got a definitive people, word?
You got to ask people in the community when you meet them, you know, how do you identify? What are your pronouns like? First of all, not walking up to nobody and say, hey, how you doing? What are your pronouns? Like, what the fuck?
Fuck, like a robot, bitch? Yeah, I don't know. I'm a person.
It's just extra because at the end of the day, like you just said, the first and foremost, you're human.
Yeah.
All that other shit is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. It's like, it doesn't, I don't think, I personally don't feel as though that it takes that much to identify yourself as who you are.
Yeah.
If you gay, you gay.
Yeah.
If you straight, you straight.
There you go.
If you're a cross-contaminator, you're a cross-contaminator.
All right. We're going to end on that. If you are cross-contaminated. You are cross-contaminated. That was Prince that said that, not me. So he's never been canceled before. Cancel him. Shit, so we'll see how he feel about that shit. It's like, no. But I did want to touch on this shit because it's a lot of it that people don't talk about.
Absolutely. And people, they're
scared to talk about it. So I really, really wanted to dig into it because it's, where else?
Not but a gay conversation and dig into it.
Damn.
Oh, man. Ah. See, you on your gay again. There you go. Digging into it. What are you talking about, sis?
Shaky. Shut up. I said shaky.
No. Oh, my God. Listen, I love y'all, whether y'all gay, straight, hermaphrodite, or Prince said hermaphrodite, but whatever, you know, we're going to come back to that.
It's morphin' time.
And I love you. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem. I'm out, bitch.
I thought he was going to get on me because he definitely was like, bitch, if you ever thank me for stopping by. Remember last week he said that
shit?
Oh, yeah. He was real high last week.
I was high as a bitch. Talking about some thanks for stopping by. Bitch, I was not walking down the street.
But look, we'll see who the fuck we got on here next week. I might bring my cheating ass father pits, you know. Ayo! Like, niggas looked at each other like, hold up. What?
Hold up. You know, my cheating ass father in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he be walking past. Thank him for stopping the fuck by.
Make sure y'all tune in each and every Wednesday. That's Hump Day. And in my Pam voice, peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.